In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. During this season of Advent, we've been looking at the promises found in the book of the prophet Isaiah to keep us grounded in our preparation for the celebration of Christmas. The world around us tends to go a little bit crazy at this time of year. And some people actually enjoy all this rushing around, trying to get everything done. But for others, it's a time when anxiety builds up, and it makes it impossible for them to really celebrate the coming of the Lord. In our reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah today, we read of King Ahaz. Now, Ahaz was in a situation that brought him a high level of anxiety. The kings of Aram and Ephraim were threatening to attack Jerusalem. And the army that was at the disposal of Ahaz was far too small to repel an attack from Aram and Ephraim. And so Ahaz thought he needed to do something to save himself and to save his kingdom. And in the second book of the Kings, we can read about what Ahaz decided to do. The nation of Assyria was on the rise, and they had the most powerful army in the world at the time. So Ahaz decided that to save himself, to save his kingdom, he would appeal to the king of Assyria and ask him to come to his defense. So Ahaz wrote to the king of Assyria saying, "I am your servant and vassal. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Aram and the king of Ephraim who are attacking me." And then Ahaz took silver and gold from the temple treasury and from the royal palace, and he sent these sacred things to the king of Assyria. Well, the prophet Isaiah heard what Ahaz had done, and so the prophet came to Ahaz and said, "Ask the Lord for a sign that the Lord will deliver you." And Ahaz replied by saying, "I will not put God to the test." Now that response sounds very pious. But remember, we're talking about the king who raided the temple treasury to send gold and silver from the temple to a pagan king. We're talking about a king who told a pagan king that he would be his vassal and servant. Far from pious, Ahaz had become pragmatic. He didn't have faith that the Lord would deliver him from the armies of Aram and Ephraim. He was pretty sure, though, that Assyria could deliver him from Aram and Ephraim. So Ahaz put his faith in a pagan king. That, after all, is how much of diplomacy is done in our world, not only then, but even now. God gave Ahaz the sign, though, even though Ahaz didn't want a sign. He promised through the prophet Isaiah that in the time that it took for a child to be conceived, born, and started eating baby food, Aram and Ephraim would be destroyed. Israel would be delivered from what Ahaz was so afraid of. And the child's mother, when she saw the deliverance, would call him Emmanuel, because she would know that God was with the people of Judah. In our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew today, we read of another man in a very anxious situation. Joseph was engaged to Mary, but he discovered that Mary was pregnant. And so Joseph faced a difficult decision. He could have gone ahead with the marriage, but that was against the law given by Moses. It would have been like stealing another man's son if he took Mary and raised the son on his own. On the other hand, Joseph could have disgraced Mary and let the whole community know that she was pregnant with a child, yes, but it wasn't his. He had nothing to do with it. That certainly would have vindicated him. He would never have to listen to accusations about the legitimacy of this child. Of course, Mary may have been stoned for adultery, but who could blame Joseph? After all, Joseph, like the rest of the community and like all of us, knew how children were conceived. So Joseph decided instead that he would set the engagement aside quietly. That would allow Mary to go on with her life. It would give the father of the child the opportunity to claim the child, to make Mary his wife. You see, unlike Ahaz, Joseph wasn't making a pragmatic decision. He was making a decision that was genuinely pious. He wasn't taking the easy way out. But then a sign was also given to Joseph. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." And Joseph trusted the Lord and took Mary as his wife. Now, which would take more faith? To believe that the Lord would deliver you from an army, or to believe that Mary conceived a child by the Holy Spirit? I think both would be a challenge to our faith, because we know the way the world usually works. But in the face of knowing how the world usually works, we also need to remember the way the Lord works. Joseph's response was very different from the response of Ahaz, because Joseph believed that the Lord could do what the Lord said he would do. It's interesting to note that both Ahaz and Joseph were given the promise Emmanuel, the promise God is with us. For Ahaz, though, the promise of God's presence just wasn't enough. For Joseph, though, the promise of God's presence was everything that was necessary. And that's the most important thing that we celebrate at Christmas. It's the promise of Emmanuel, the promise of God with us. We remember that the Son of God took on human flesh and lived among us. And we remember that where He was, there was healing and deliverance and forgiveness. We remember His promise that He would remain Emmanuel. He would remain God with us, as He promised His disciples that He would be with His church to the end of the ages. We remember the promise that He will come again in glory to reign forever. When we remember the promise of Emmanuel, the promise of God with us, are we like Ahaz or are we like Joseph? Is the promise of God's presence with us enough? Or are we looking for something else to deliver us? Now, there are plenty of things that could make us anxious. I'm not going to list them because I don't want to make anyone more anxious. I probably don't need to list them all anyway, because I know each of us has our own list of things. I know I have my own list of things that make me anxious. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, remember the promise of Jesus. It's the promise that the child who was born to Mary in Bethlehem is truly God with us. In spite of what all the people around him thought, he truly was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He truly was the one who came to deliver us from our sins. And remember also that his presence with us did not end when he ascended to heaven. He's given us the Holy Spirit so that he can remain Emmanuel, he can remain God with us. And remember the promise that he will come again with power to bring his kingdom to this earth. we keep our focus on the fact of the incarnation, the fact that Jesus brought the presence of God to us, then we will celebrate Christmas the way it was meant to be, the way it used to be. We can celebrate the fact that God is with us. And when we do that, we can find the strength that we need to face any challenge with hope, because we remember that God is with us. No matter what challenge we face, no matter what armies are aligned against us, no matter how impossible something might seem, Jesus tells us that He is with us, that God is with us. I share this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.